And A to Z we are, and here we are, I don't know, somewhere around, and it's Thursday, and we're at Women Venture today on the fly, and it's super exciting to hear just kind of a different shade of Oshkosh that, unfortunately, we have never gotten to visit before, and so we're super excited to be here talking to Margaret Viola, who is the chairman of Women Venture here at Air Venture. And say that fast five times. We have some more people joining us with some more exciting stories. Why don't you lead off?
Thank you. Yeah, well, one of the things I love the most about Women Venture, now that we've been having our gatherings for 14 years, is seeing that this extends to a multi-generational type of event. And of course, Oshkosh, now 51 years in Oshkosh, I think 52 if we count it, is all about that, like bringing the next generation. So here we see it, and I really just wanted to feature Jenna and Annie today because we have a mother-daughter team that makes Coming to Oshkosh a girls' trip event, which I think is so fun and so unique, and they were there getting her T-shirts, wearing T-shirts yesterday. So have you guys been having a fun Air Venture so far?
Oh, yeah. It's fun every year. I love it being here, and my first year was in 2015 and came with my grandfather, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And then it happened.
So let's say introduce the pair here. So we've got mom and we've got daughter. So where are you guys from? What are your stories? What's your aviation background?
We're originally from Ohio, and my dad was a professional pilot, and I grew up with a grass strip behind my house, and I learned to fly in a little tail dragger.
We call that grassroots.
Yes. Grassroots. And not only that, mom, Annie, right, but you've served in the military. You're a veteran, right? So thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's my honor to serve. We have a long generation of military service in my family. I'm 12th generation, and Jenna is 13th generation.
Wow.
And my dad was in the Air Force, and Jenna and I as well.
No kidding. Oh, so you're in the Air Force too?
Yes, sir.
Presently?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What do you do in the Air Force?
I'm a bomb loader on F-16s.
Wow. Oh, very cool.
And mom built bombs.
Mom built bombs, and you helped them drop them.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Very cool. Margaret, go ahead.
Beautiful symmetry there.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you look forward to getting out of Women Venture and getting out of Oshkosh each year? What keeps you coming back?
Well, for me, for Women Venture, it's getting young girls involved, and I think it's so important. This morning we were volunteering, and there were a couple of little girls that – we're super nervous to go on helicopter rides, and afterwards they came back smiling, and I was like, so you're going to be a pilot now? And they were like, absolutely. I just love seeing the smiles on these young ladies' faces.
That's so great. So Jenna, what about your goals? What's kind of next for you on your aviation journey?
So I'm currently in a four-year program at Bowling Green State in Ohio, and I'm only a private pilot, but I'm halfway through instrument. And when I graduate, I'll be a commercial pilot. But the goal is to be an F-16 pilot at my base because there's only ever been one female pilot, and I'm ready to change that.
So did you know, you said only a private pilot, but do you realize what a small segment of the population is even a private pilot? It's tiny.
I know.
So we don't say only. You are a proud private pilot, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Celebrate that. And, you know, we were just listening to Allison Black, and she's quoting another one of our speakers saying, like, say your dreams out loud.
Oh, yeah.
And so I love that that's something you're able to do, and you're, like, totally positioned to just go nail that. What about you, Annie? What are some of your aviation goals?
I'm officially a student pilot as of this week.
Whoa, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So my goal is to be a pilot by this time next year.
I love that. We'll check in with our aviation New Year's
and
resolutions.
You're never too old.
Never too old.
That's right. That's a theme.
Never
common theme.
And another one of our goals is to build a plane. We've been talking for a couple of years about building a little kit box. And then once I get a professional career that I can move, and then we can have our own grass strip behind my house.
Well, that's a cool dream that was started by your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
So that's perfect.
And we went to the first air show, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And then we went for a helicopter ride, and I was like, yep.
That was the spark, huh?
Yeah. I was like, that's definitely what I want to do.
Sometimes it just takes a spark, and then the fire begins, you know.
And up until I was 16, I had no clue that he was a pilot, and mom was a flight attendant, and I don't know why I didn't put the two together.
Well, that's a great story. Well, that's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Is there anything that you would want to say to maybe another young gal in your position inspiring?
Other never than let anybody tell you that you can't do what you want to do.
That's right.
Because you can be anything you want to be.
That's a great inspiration. Cool. Thanks so much for stopping by and talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
It's an inspiring story, you two.
Yeah, and we'll check back in on how the goals went next summer and keep in touch throughout the year.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Margaret, we're going to talk a little bit about a really cool EAA program because we were talking about some innovation stuff. And you and I were talking earlier about how many women in aviation are actually in the STEM field, and a lot of engineers, a lot of things going on. And you also are an engineer, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I'm a systems engineer with kind of an unconventional path. Started out as a physics major, have a master's degree from Georgia Tech in systems engineering. And so now I'm on kind of the management side to keep our eyes focused on the 50-yard line. What's the goal of our project? So I like dabbling in the technical and program management. And certainly I've noticed, you know, that women are pretty underrepresented in those fields and in my schooling, you know, all along. But, you know, I was fortunate to know about EAA, and it, like, motivated me to what's the end goal and what really matters.
So EAA recently created this program in cooperation with some people called SolidWorks. And why don't you speak to that a little bit about SolidWorks and what that is?
So many of us in the corporate engineering world know about SolidWorks as something that comes with very expensive licensing that has incredible power and is used to, you know, design everything from like F-35s to whatever you can imagine. It's about bringing the engineering guesswork into the digital world so that you can make your designs and your interfaces digitally and map them out there first before you have to like cut metal or make expensive physical mistakes. Well, home builders are running into those same, I mean, they have those same needs, right? They want to lay out a dashboard specific for their particular part of flying. They want to be able to tinker at the particular part to their airplane that they want. And so we're giving this incredible engineering power to our EAA members. And I was just speaking to someone yesterday. So they've, you know, built a number of airplanes, and they're using SolidWorks to redesign the dash on their aircraft, which is amazing. So it's saving them a lot of time in that they, you know, don't have to, you know, go to an outside professional service to do this, and they don't have to like physically make the mistakes in metal. It's going to be perfect once the design is done. So,
well, and
just
or,
a phenomenal benefit.
And or buy an expensive program. So this download is part of the EAA member benefit with your dues. Right? So and Megan Magnin is here, and she's part of the membership development group, and why don't we just talk a little bit about a couple of the benefits of EA membership while we're on the topic?
Sure. There's the SolidWorks benefit that Margaret was just speaking about. There's also lots of other benefits. There's the 12-month Sport Aviation magazine that each member will get. It's a beautiful magazine, beautiful pictures of all different planes, and really interesting articles. There's also the ASTC Museum Passport Program, which I believe that especially people with kids, families, it can get you into almost 400 museums throughout the United States, which those are expensive. I mean,
yeah. No,
I know, I have kids. I know how expensive those are. So even just going to one museum a year, you're pretty much paying for your membership right there. There's also Sporty's Learn to Fly videos. They have about 80 plus videos online that are part of your membership, and they go over maneuvers, weather, aircraft systems, things like that. And also there's lots of non-aviation benefits that are included with your membership. Discounts through hotel engine, rental car discounts. So for that $40 membership, you are getting a ton of things. And whether you're a pilot or not, there's something for everybody.
And just real quick, there's also a couple other things. There's some legacy memberships, right? And there's also lifetime.
Yes. The lifetime membership, actually, this week during the convention is on, it's $100 savings if you sign up during the convention. I think it's $11.95 for a lifetime membership. And it's just a great way to show your support of EAA. You can also add a spouse. And it's just, it's a great, great way to do that. And you get little extras being a lifetime member.
Perks.
You know, you get a little, you know, a few perks here and there.
A nice dinner here and there, some good perks. Yeah.
And if you come down to the membership center, they will tell you all about that.
At Four Corners right here.
Yeah. Oh, yep, and the Four Corners. There's also the Legacy membership, which is basically a gift of an individual membership to another person. And that is really passing the torch down to other generations, other family members, friends, things like that. If you do purchase a Legacy membership, you will receive a pin. I think if you do five or more, you get a patch. And then I can't remember how many. I know if you give a certain amount, you get a dinner with Jack Pelton. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Who's the CEO of EAA?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's
yes.
Cool.
Yes. So there's definitely perks for being a Legacy donor. And again, all those things you can find out more about those at the Member Center.
Megan, thank you so much for covering that stuff. And Margaret, that does it for us. We've burned up a whole hour. Can you believe it? We've just talked and talked about Women Venture all hour. It was great to have you.
Thank you so
and
much.
It was great to be part of your world for a little bit here at AirVenture. And we look forward to seeing you guys again.
And, absolutely. Loud and proud. And, you know, bring another. Come back next year and bring another.
Thank you so much. EAA, J. Mont G on the flight tomorrow. We head over to the Fun Fly Zone and see us there at 1 o'clock. You're listening to EAA Radio.